Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to UK Business Morning. Today we have an exciting story to unpack as Nvidia has reached a historic milestone by becoming the first company to cross a $4 trillion market capitalization. That is quite a jump, wouldn't you say?
You're absolutely right, Alice. This is a major feat, especially given the context of the recent tech boom and the role Nvidia plays in the AI landscape. The company has already surpassed Apple's previous record of $3.92 trillion last December, and its stock has been on a meteoric rise, climbing over 40% since early May. That's not just impressive, it's astonishing.
Exactly, and I see the key factors behind this growth are the easing of trade tensions between the US and China and the huge chip deals in the Middle East. It's interesting how quickly things have moved for Nvidia. The company is now the largest beneficiary of the current tech boom, even outpacing the dot-com era.
Indeed, and it's not just about size. The real story here is Nvidia's dominance in AI chips, which are fueling services like ChatGPT. With their processors being so crucial for training large language models, it's no wonder investors are so confident.
Jensen Huang, the CEO, has been very optimistic about the future of AI and robotics. He predicts trillions of dollars in sales for Nvidia over the coming years as they continue to upgrade their processors and expand their data center infrastructure. It's clear that they see themselves as the leading player in this field.
Right. And it's worth noting that Nvidia's journey to $4 trillion has been relatively quick. They surpassed the $1 trillion mark just over 2 years ago after ChatGPT's launch, and then hit $2 trillion and $3 trillion in subsequent months. However, the stock's momentum did slow down at the beginning of this year due to concerns about demand and the impact of Trump's tariffs and export restrictions to China.
That's an important point. The market was worried about whether the demand for Nvidia's chips would continue to grow, especially with the emergence of Chinese AI upstart DeepSeek, which released a powerful model that uses fewer computing resources. This could have posed a challenge, but it seems the market is still confident in Nvidia's position.
Yes, and even though there are still limitations on Nvidia's ability to sell its most powerful chips in China, investors are betting on continued demand from US tech giants and the sovereign AI deals in Europe and the Middle East. These factors are expected to keep Nvidia's growth trajectory on track.
It's also worth highlighting the financial projections for Nvidia. Analysts are forecasting nearly $200 billion in revenue this year, a 55% increase compared to the previous year. Net income is expected to reach $105 billion with gross margins over 70%. That's a strong financial position to be in, especially in such a competitive market.
And the confidence in the sustainability of the AI boom is further supported by the strong revenue growth at leading startups like OpenAI and Anthropic. OpenAI recently announced that its annual recurring revenue has almost doubled to $10 billion. And Anthropic has reportedly hit $4 billion in sales. These numbers suggest that the AI infrastructure spending is not just a passing trend.
Jensen Huang's recent statement that the more AI, the better bottom line, really encapsulates the company's philosophy. It's clear that they see AI as the key driver of future growth. The absence of AI, according to Huang, is the only thing he worries about, which underscores the importance of this technology in the current business landscape.
To add to this, OpenAI's recent deal with Oracle to lease $30 billion worth of computing power every year, and their expansion of the Stargate project with SoftBank further signal that the AI infrastructure spending boom is set to continue. Despite fears of a pullback from some big tech cloud providers, the momentum seems to be holding strong.
So, Lewis, as we wrap up this segment, it's clear that Nvidia's position in the AI market is both strong and growing. The company's ability to adapt and lead in this rapidly evolving field is a testament to its innovation and strategic vision. What are your thoughts on the future of AI and its impact on the global economy?
I think the impact of AI on the global economy will be profound. Companies like Nvidia are not just capitalizing on the current trends, but are shaping the future of technology. As AI becomes more integrated into various industries, the demand for powerful computing resources will only increase. This bodes well for Nvidia and other key players in the AI space.
Well said, Lewis. It's an exciting time for the tech industry, and we'll be keeping a close eye on how this AI revolution continues to unfold. That's all for today's segment. We'll be back with more business news and insights right after this break.